This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme. Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com. Sign up. Join the community. And plus, we got a 7-day free trial. So.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with everybody today, and I'm pumped. You know, every year we get to do one of these, and I'm thankful the 49ers haven't made any cuts yet. But I mean, this is year 8 that we've done this. We're like at 8.5 years, you know, for the 49ers Rush podcast, and I'm a little upset. Apple took down their episode counter, but I think it's like 1190 episode of the 49ers Rush podcast. So what we're going to do today, I'm so pumped about this. We're going to go through, I've spent a ridiculous amount of time going through creating this roster. This is our 53-man roster projection with 16-person practice squad projection, 6 vets, 10 first, second year players. I'm pumped about this. Who's on IR? Who's on PUP? Who's not making it? Who's not coming back? Now, are we going to be 100% accurate? No, we are not. And that's okay, because the 49ers will add players from other teams that are cut, possible trades, all those different things could go down. And, you know, I'm always got my fingers crossed for, you know, some type of trade where the 49ers trade a person that was probably going to get cut or on the back end roster, you know, for a pick swap, something like, you know, you drop your, I don't know, your fifth guard or your fourth guard and a seventh round pick to get a six back. That's my, like, dream scenario of a job, is to be in charge of those little trades where you just get a little bit bumped back in a draft pick. So that's what we're going to be doing today. Now, if you're listening to this and you get like pissed off and you're like, no, we should not cut this person. Well, guess what? Tonight we have a Zoom hangout where I get to hear from you. That's going to be for our Jerry Rice tier members and above over on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon page that has already been posted. So if you haven't joined yet, head over to the 49ersrush.com, 7-day free trial tonight at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. We're going to be hearing from you guys about, man, everything. We're going to go through and create our own kind of communal 53-man roster, and it's by far one of my favorite shows every single year just because I get to hear from you guys. So just keep track and, you know, just jot down in your phone or whatever. If I say something you don't like, you got to let me know. Appreciate all the hashtag CCs. What's up, Mike? We got my man, Dave. Look at this. Dave, he's writing my intro for me. Dave said, what's up, faithful? The appropriate amount of exclamation points. Excited times ahead. Real football is back. Go Niners. We are here, and I could not be happier. I really can't. It's just, it's time. The next time the 49ers play football, it matters. It means something. It means something, which I'm super pumped about. Love all the hashtag CCs. What's up, guys? You guys are the best. Eric Meister, what's up, man? If you haven't followed us on Instagram, go check it out. We're like pretty close to 22,000 followers over there. Thanks to my man, Eric Meister. He is crushing it. He's the best. And congratulations. Got a promotion at his other job. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. All these positives. And I like the takes already. Rocky sent over Daryl Luter. Keep Nugent. Invader says, is this John's 53 or John thinking like Shanahan 53? It's a little bit of both. And I've highlighted, as we go through position by position, I've highlighted my bubble guys. So, you know, I'm going to give my take. Some of the things that I do, it's a little bit of both, because I could already tell you a couple positions where I'm like, this is what I would do. But I think Shanahan's going to do a little bit different. Dave says, I will see you then. It's fun stuff. Come join us, people. Yeah, talking about the Zoom hangouts, they're always a good time. Such a cool community. What's up, Mike? Appreciate you. Mike Ryan finally made a live show. Glad you're here. Glad you are here. Nelson, he says, what's up, John? I will see you in Tampa and Miami this year. That's what's up. Appreciate that. 49ers Rush road trip. Tampa's going to be unbelievable. Unbelievable. Going to be great. All right. Let's start with the quarterback. So for each position, I'm going to tell you how many they kept the past two seasons, right? So quarterback, last year they kept three. The previous year, they kept three. This year, they're keeping three. And I know other people are putting their projections out there. And, man, hats off to them. The amount of work it takes to go through that and do it correctly is difficult. This is just my own particular opinion. And you can do with this what you will. Whenever I see another roster projection with only two quarterbacks, I stop reading. I don't even think that's a possibility in this Shanahan world any longer. I think Shanahan would keep, he probably wouldn't keep four. But like with the new emergency quarterback rules, and I know they've been altered a little bit to where you could have a practice squad quarterback elevated as your emergency quarterback. Shanahan's keeping three quarterbacks, guys. Like I wish there was a a spread on that where I could bet that, because we'd make a lot of money. Shanahan's keeping three quarterbacks. That's all there is to it. Purdy, Dobbs, Allen, in whatever order. Obviously, Purdy's one. But whether you're the Dobbs quarterback too, which he continues to gain ground. Anytime there's live action play and people are being tackled to the ground, Dobbs is going to elevate. Practice, training camp, Allen's going to win that battle most times, at least for the next couple months until Dobbs catches up completely. But Purdy, Dobbs, Allen, all three of them are making it. It's just what it is. Shanahan, like, there's no way he's only going to keep two. Maybe I'm wrong, and I've been wrong lots of times before, but in my opinion and in my Kyle Shanahan shoes opinion, He's keeping three. Tanner Mordecai, I think he's going to be the practice squad guy if we can get him back. Oh, what's up, Sin? Hey, how are you? Excited to hang out with you tonight. Hopefully you can make it for our Zoom hangout. She's always there. She's the best. So three quarterbacks. I think that's what we're keeping. Now, running back. This one's a little bit different. Last year, the 49ers kept five. 2 years ago, 2022, they kept six. Okay? So I've got the 49ers keeping CMC, obviously. Kyle Juszczyk, Jordan Mason, Elijah Mitchell. And that fifth spot's a little tough. But I think with what Isaac Guerrero, the rookie, showed on that kickoff return, and he looked good running the ball as well. He's making this roster. You traded 2 fifth-round picks for him. You're not going to cut him. He's going to get the opportunity. Plus, he showed. Like, I think Isaac Guerrero is going to be the starting kickoff returner week one, which I don't have a problem with. So I think those are the five. Practice squad, I got Cody Schrader. So if we would have done this roster perhaps a week ago, I would have had Isaac Guerrero on IR, and I would have had Cody Schrader in that fifth spot. What a difference a week makes. And people say, like, oh, week three of the preseason, who cares? Dude, it just changed the trajectory of these two players' lives, financially and football career-wise. So I've got Guerrero making it, and I've got Cody Schrader as the practice squad guy if we can get him back. He put out some good tape, no doubt about that. Now, you know, every year at this time, it's the international trade Elijah Mitchell time. I just don't see it. One, who's going to trade for him? Like, what are you going to get? A 7th-round pick? A 6th-round pick, maybe? Is he even healthy enough to trade? He's close to returning, but not quite. Could he pass a physical for another team with his hamstring issue? I don't know. Plus, we've seen Mason hip soreness. Guerrero's been hurt his entire college career. Cody Schrader. So, like, yeah, if somebody came out and offered us a 5th-round pick for for Elijah Mitchell, I'm taking it. I'm taking it. But I just don't see that, because other teams have to go through this as well. The Cowboys, maybe, with, you know, the worst running back team in the world. That's take that for what it is. Updated news from Tom Pelissero. Bengals, Ja'Marr Chase practiced today. No new contract, but was on the field. Interesting. We did see, you know, I don't want to go down the Ayuk tunnel, but we did see Ayuk travel with the team and be on the side, and that was huge. So, yeah, anyway, you take that for whatever you will. What's up, Big Papa? He says, what's up, man? He says, wow, John Chapman supports a rookie kick returner. Now, and again, I always say this, punt returner, different than kick returner. I don't ever support rookies out there really doing anything. Kick returner, I'm okay with. Punt returner, not so fast, my friend. However, there might be an earthquake, because I do think the rookie punt returner as well, and Jacob Cowing, not because I think that's what should be done, but because I think what Shanahan will do. And Jacob Cowing has by far been one of the best punt returners throughout training camp, throughout preseason for sure. So, yeah, kick returner, I don't mind. It's easy to fill the ball off the tee. The punt, the ball coming off of a punter's foot, that's a knuckleball. That's a Chuck, you know, ball from the Red Sox. So it's a little bit different. But the demeanor, the poise, and just the comfortability and maturity of Jacob Cowing, that kind of changes it. And so, yes, I do have Jacob Cowing as our starting punt returner week one, which is crazy. I don't like it, but they only send three guys back there every time. Ronnie Bell, sorry, and Jacob Cowing. I don't have Trent Taylor making this roster. I don't have Ronnie Bell making this roster. In fact, let's go to it. Let's go to wide receivers. It's going to get weird. Let's get weird. Last year, 49ers kept 6 wide receivers. Previous year, 5. This year, Ayuk. Yes, I have Ayuk on the roster. Debo, Jennings, Jacob Cowing, Pearsall, who I think is going to make it, and then Chris Conley. Those are my 6. So I have them keep it 6. And the only reason why I have them keep it 6 is because Pearsall's banged up but supposed to return this week. It's been 3 weeks in a row we've heard that. Ayuk, I do expect to play week one, but if Ayuk's not 100%, hasn't gotten out there in practice, that's why I reported the Ja'Marr Chase thing. Hopefully Ayuk follows suit and actually gets out there and practices. He's scheduled to make $14.1 million guaranteed this year. At least go through some of the drills. Conley's the backup. If Ayuk's going to do like, oh, I'm going to sit out the first couple of games, Conley's out there in wide receiver three sets. Could you cut Conley and get him back on the practice squad? Maybe. But is that worth not having your starter like in three wide receiver sets out there? Plus, he's just one of the best special teams players we have. Plus, he plays all three wide receiver spots and has in games over the past 3 years. He's just the ultimate professional. He doesn't cost a lot either, so that helps. So I've got us keeping six. If you wanted to drop one of those, that's one thing. Now, compliments of the great Juan Salas. Here is Kyle Shanahan's recent remarks on the rookie first-round pick, Ricky Pearsall, on if he's going to be back soon.
I hope so. We'll see how he is this week. Hoping to get back into practice this week. And if he does, then that's a pretty good sign that he could be available for then. He subluxed his shoulder. I don't play doctor either. So that's what it is. You can look it up. I would tell you if I knew the definition of it, but he did it in college, I think his junior year. About 50% of the people coming out of college do that. That really wasn't the problem. He did it in OTAs for the first time with us, and when you do that, it's tender. And then he redid it here a couple weeks ago, and it makes it tender, so you want to give him time to come back from it.
Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Right now, Caleb Williams, all you have to do is pick over or under Caleb Williams one passing yard every week in Sam Tipper. That's it. Every single week. And so for right now, you could combine that, again, two or six of these, you know, things that you pick more or less. Christian McCaffrey's at 88.5 rush yards week one. So you pair that with, you say he's going to rush for over that. You do more there. You do more on Caleb Williams one pass yard. Bet $20, you win $60 on that. It's so simple right now. So download the Prize Pick app today. Use code 49ERS, that's 49ers, and get $50 instantly when you play on $5. That's code 49ers on Prize Picks for $50 instantly when you play $5. Don't have to win. As soon as you play $5, you get $50 back. You don't even need to win. So it's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Well, actress Katherine Heigl, who saved over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says they've done a lot of research and they've come up with the idea, you want to help dogs' health, you got to help their food. So they've decided to come together and create something called Superfood Complete. It's made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Now, I got to be honest with you, Lucy, our French bulldog, she's a picky eater. A lot of times we can't get her to eat very often. It's just the way she is. She's spoiled. It's what it is. We sprinkled just a little bit of Badlands Ranch on our old food just to kind of mix before we made the transition. That's not an issue any longer. She goes right for it. She doesn't wait. She enjoys it. The health benefits, all those different things are there just because it's healthier food. So if you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/49ers. That's BadlandsRanch. ranch.com/49ers. Get 50% off your regular priced order and a 90-day money back guarantee. BadlandsRanch.com/49ers and get your dog that food today.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Not great. Not great, Bob. Bad, in fact. And probably the biggest disappointment of camp has been Ricky Pearsall, just because he can't be out there. Practice couple days, half days. And, you know, you like the idea that he's trying to push it. They did the blue non-contact jersey, all that stuff, and he still got injured. That's bad. The good news is you kept everybody. So you got Ayuk, you got Jennings, you got Debo. That's huge. Now, my practice squad guys, I've got Tate Martin over Ronnie Bell and a couple of those other guys because, one, he plays everything, and he's a positive on special teams. And I think, to be honest with you, I could see Tate Martin being elevated if they feel comfortable about the punt return position. Trent Taylor I got on the practice squad. Again, you could elevate him. And the question, that last spot, I think two wide receivers on the practice squad, Robbie Chosen, if you feel comfortable with Jacob Cowing returning punts, I'd take Robbie Chosen over Trent Taylor. The only reason why I would have Trent Taylor making the practice squad is 100% punt return only. That's it. So I cannot find, and this, I hate this. This is the worst part about this. Ed, yeah, there's Ronnie Bell. It's finally over. Yeah. I do not have him making the practice squad or the roster. I just don't see it. The mental makeup, the lack of physical skills. He's had a better training camp than Trent Taylor, than Tate Martin, than Robbie Chosen. He's had better training camp than all of them. But in the preseason games, he looked like what he did last year. Bad body language, drops, just not there. Just not there. So I don't have him making it. So you can take that for what you will. Josh says, but do they cut Conley and squeeze him on the practice squad and elevate him? Now, Conley is a vet. He doesn't go on waivers. If you've had previous, I think it's 4 years. I think it's 4 or 6 years. I need to look this up. Vets qualify for waivers, NFL. Because if you've had a certain amount of years, yeah, players with less than 4 years, non-vested veterans, that's a fun little tongue tie. They go on waivers. Waivers means a team can claim you. You don't have a say so. If they cut Ronnie Bell less than 4 years and the Browns pick him up, he has to go there. He has no say so, right? But if you have more than 4 years, you get to pick. So if we cut Chris Conley and the Browns say, hey, we want you on our team, Chris Conley could be like, nah, bro. I don't want anything to do with that. This is the Shanahan Gentleman's Agreement. Shout out 1908, Japan and U.S. relations. Horrible deal, but anyway, sorry. The U.S. history teacher comes out sometimes. But Gentleman's Agreement deal is like, look, we're going to waive you, Chris Conley, but we're guaranteed to pick you up on our practice squad and elevate you on our 53-man. Just be patient with us. And that would be negotiated beforehand. I don't think that that's allowed by NFL standards. But Shanahan definitely operates within the gray line of NFL ethics, roster ethics, however you want to say that. It's just what it is. So could a deal like that be in place, Josh? 100%. We used to do it with Dwelly. I think we've done it with Kerry Hyder Jr. So once those players get past those 4 vested years, then they get a pick where they go. So, yeah, there could definitely be some shenanigans in mode there. But for me, I'm not playing that role. Like Conley has earned to make it as the number, really number 5 or 4. Again, if you're doing the depth chart, it's Ayuk, it's Debo, it's Jennings, it's Conley. Like he's way ahead of, you know, Jacob Cowing just as a wide receiver. He's way ahead of Pearsall, obviously, as a receiver. Plus special teams, plus vet, plus just the perfect mindset for a wide receiver. Sin, I hope Pearsall doesn't turn out to be a bust. I don't think he will. The shoulder you could kind of figure out. It, like, you know, Talanoa Hufanga had like 3 shoulder surgeries in college, and now he's fine. Like, his shoulder's not an issue. I do think they put a steel plate in there, but maybe that's the issue. Now, sticking with the wide receivers, Logan. John, are you concerned with Debo not getting separation during that Raiders game? No, Debo's never gotten separation. Debo's never going to get separation. Against zone coverage, those in-breakers, the digger and dagger route concepts, he's very, very good. But that's just who Debo is. That was a bad pass. It was bad pressure, bad protected. I mean, it was just bad. It was just a bad play. But no, that's who Debo's going to be. You look at the Super Bowl, he was injured and couldn't get separation. That's the problem. But when Debo's healthy, guess what? He didn't get separation on that sideline catch on the first play of the game either. The deep pump and go or hitch and go or whatever, sluggo, whatever you want to call it. That's who Debo's going to be. He's never going to be a separation guy. He thrives through contact. He can always play that role. Debo, I would argue, the best offensive player in camp. I think D'Amador Lenore was the best overall player in camp. Number two would be Debo. Number three, Juwan Jennings. Number four, George Odom. Anyway, don't want to get off on that task. Debo's fine. And I think, you know, I just did the Debo roster countdown video. 1,200 yards and 7 touchdowns. Like, that's kind of the over-under for Debo's year. If I was going to set it, it'd be like 1,199 and probably 7.5 touchdowns. That's kind of what you get with him. That's what he did last year. Now, anything over that is huge. You can go back to the year Debo had the 1,770 total yards, but that was before CMC. We're not going to be there again. I'm just really not. I'm not concerned with Debo whatsoever, to be honest with you. Like, that dude. And on top of that, he looked, it was his best training camp he's ever had. He looks great. He's in great shape. All those different things. And people are doubting him. Debo is a chip on the shoulder guy. Eagles talk trash, kill him, right? People talk trash, he goes out there, he's Debo, right? Snatch your chain. Hide your chains. he took your bike, man. No, that was different. That's Debo, right? So now you've got all these 49ers, whatever, and national media reporters as well, that as soon as they took Pearsall, Debo's gone. Oh, he's gone. He's gone. And it's just like, wait a second. That's not how Shanahan operates. Shanahan wants his cake and eats it too. So Debo has 2 years left on his deal, and he wants to stay. He wants to win the championship. So Debo's got to go out there and play because, one, if they're going to trade him, he's going to want a new deal. And how's he going to get a new deal? He's got to ball out this year. So I'm not concerned. I'm just not concerned at all. We'll see here. Oh, here we go. I'm behind on comments. Vader, what about the vested vet rule with Conley? Yeah, we talked about that one. Bobo says, you know, I hope Pearsall doesn't become a Jalen Hurd. Jalen Hurd had a back and neck issue and knee issue when we took him in the third round. This is a guy that's never missed a college football game. So, yeah, take that for whatever. Yeah, Danny Gray didn't have him making it. He's gone. And I like Danny Gray, and they like Danny Gray. It's just he can't do anything. Jacob Cowan had more catches in one game than Danny Gray has had in three training camps. I'm not exaggerating. And I like Danny Gray, and his speed and all that stuff, and he's a great punt gunner, but they didn't even put him at punt gunner during the preseason games. So, yeah. Sid, I love this. I believe in straddling that ethical line. Yeah, for some things, for sure. As long as we're not drafting guys that beat their wives and kids like the Chiefs, then that's okay. I think we're all right. As long as we're not that. Oh, we got Jim Everett in the house. What's up, buddy? Appreciate you, man. Good luck to you. You are trading the only linebacker you got. Hope you. The reason why McVay could never beat Shanahan is because he doesn't believe in quality linebackers. They finally get one that's mediocre starter, Ernest Brown Jr., and they're about to trade him because they just don't pay linebackers, and Shanahan takes advantage of that every time they play him. Anyway, Jim Effert, glad to have you. Just don't be too bad. All right, so there's our wide receivers. Let's go to tight ends. Last year, 49ers kept four. The previous year, 2022, they kept three. I've got us keeping Kittle, Eric Saubert, Braden Willis, who didn't have his best game for sure, and Jake Tonjes. Those are my four. Now, Tonjes is on the bubble. This is where I think Shanahan will differ from me. I think he'd keep Cameron Latu, who had his best preseason game. Still god-awful blocker. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Has no clue where the running play is ever. Go watch the touchdown play, Patrick Taylor Jr. He literally blocks his guy purposefully into the running back because he didn't know the play. Yeah, he has improved. Cameron Latu has improved consistently. Yes, he had a good receiving game and showed out. That's great. He's just not there. So do you do another IR year? Do you put him on the practice squad? He probably ain't coming back. If you cut him, I don't think he's coming back. Go play for a non-physical tight end team. Go to the Chiefs. Go to a, you know, another team where you could just do routes, which would be better for him, much less complicated. The illegal formations, it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. But will he make this roster? It's a coin flip. Jake Tonjes is 100% better than he is in every facet of every way. Braden Willis, I think they like Jake Tonjes as the fullback more than Braden Willis. He continues to show that lead ISO play. He ain't got the sand in his pants to do that. It's just not him. But I do think Braden Willis is a much better football player than Tonjes and Latu. So the four I've got, Kittle, Saubert, Braden Willis, Jake Tonjes. This one I could see him keeping three if they want to like keep back and sandbag a position. Cameron Latu could be that fourth. He's a liability on every play that's not a pass. And then on the pass plays, you got to worry about drops. You got to worry about fumbles. You got to worry about not adjusting to the ball. He's a 7-on-7 football player. That's just what he is. Maybe that changes. But like the film says, this dude ain't it. And even whenever he goes out there and thrives with the catches and the targets and can play against zone, I don't know. We've given up on third round picks that have looked much better than this. No doubt about it. So again, I'm keeping Willis and Tonjes. Now, right here, Big Tone. Willis hasn't showed anything, unfortunately. In training camp, the dude's been awesome. And he's been out there with the ones every single preseason. So he's playing against starters. Cam Latu, he's playing against third and fourth stringers. But you've seen Braden Willis block consistently well and always know what to do. Go watch Braden Willis block and then tell me he hasn't shown anything, because that's not true. What do the 49ers value in that number 2-3 tight end spot? Look at Dwelly. Look at Warner. We don't care what you do in the receiving game. And I know us fans, especially with the broadcast view, it's really, really hard to watch tight end play when they're blocking, unless they're that move spot, which I think that's going to be more Kittle's range. But, man, Braden Willis brings a lot of positives whenever you're talking just offensive line production, being that extra blocker, all those things. Now, from a fullback, you know, ISO thing, like I said, maybe not so much. But from every other standpoint, dude, it is not close. It's not close. I will push back on the Braden Willis is a disappointment thing. Disagree. Why? Watch the blocking. Yeah, the scramble drill with Brock Purdy. Yeah, I get that. Guess what? He doesn't get reps with Brock Purdy in practice. You know who does? Kittle and Saubert. That's your tight end one and two. But whenever you go out there in a preseason game and Kittle's not playing, now he gets elevated. That's what that is. Right here, Invader. I thought Latu was a blocking specialist. No. God, no. What was the quote? We believe he has the energy and enthusiasm to become a blocker. That's what Lynch said, if I'm not for so, like, yeah, the attitude to become a blocker. That didn't happen. So my practice squad guys, Cam Latu, Mason Plein. This one's a little unrealistic because I don't think Latu's coming back. That's one of those you cut, he's gone. Go to the Jaguars. Like, he would be a perfect fit there. Evan Engram understudy. That's where he should have been. That's where he should have been drafted. It was just a total reach. I had a 6th-round grade on him. We took him in the 3rd. And I had Braden Willis ahead of him in the draft by a full round. I had a 5th on Braden Willis. But given I don't know jack squat, that's okay. I was right on this one. I've been wrong on lots of them. And I'll be wrong probably on this tight end room. And that's okay. Offensive line, the big dogs. Last year, 49ers kept 9. Year before, 49ers kept 9. This year, I got the 49ers keeping 9. I wanted to keep 10. I really, really did. Let's go through those names. But before we do, appreciate the super chat from Bobo. Do you see any big name camp casualties joining us? I sure as heck hope so. Those are so hard to predict. I don't follow the other teams' cap reports and position reports and practice. I don't go to their practices. So it's a little bit different. And so for this one, Bobo, I'm just going to admit, it's okay to say this. I don't know. I sure as hell hope so. The Niners need help. This roster is not set. Even after the initial 53, it's not going to be set. And I think the offensive line will kind of, you know, call that. Because here's what I got. We're keeping Trent. We're keeping Banks. We're keeping Brindle. Keeping Dominique Pooney. Keeping McKivitz. That's 5 guaranteed locks. No questions asked. Okay, 6. I got Jalen Moore as our swing tackle. All the tackles have been terrible. It's just what it's going to be. It's the 49ers way. Spencer Burford, I got him keeping him. Then our 2 bubble guys, I got Nick Sakel, I'm so proud of him, and Jared Kingston, the rookie. I think that he has proven the upside is there. Sakel gives you that backup center slash guard, whatever, and the 49ers kind of got lucky because the new IR rules, you can have 2 guys designated to return from IR before the 53-man. In the past, you'd have to make the 53, then cut them. But John Feliciano, he's my 1 of 2 IR to return designations. So in the past, you would have had to cut Jared Kingston to keep John Feliciano, then move John Feliciano to IR and try to get back Jared Kingston. You don't have to do that now. So it's the initial 53, right? That's correctly termed, but it's really 55. You add in Pup, 49ers is going to get 56. Which I ain't mad at. So, yeah, it's the initial 53, but the 49ers are going to be keeping 56 players guaranteed on their roster just when we get them back. Now, if you're on the IR to return, you have to miss the first 4 weeks. John Feliciano will be coming back probably week 6, 7, 8 would be my assumption. But, again, a lot of that depends on how the people ahead of him play. John Feliciano's capped out. He's a vet. He's played for a lot of teams. I think he has like 4,000 plus career snaps. Like, he's played some ball. So if you look at that, and again, Sakel, he's your center left guard. You've got Spencer Burford. He's your guaranteed right guard. And then Jared Kingston, you know, he's probably going to be a healthy scratch, but you want to keep him for development. Because again, you look at this roster, Banks, last year of his deal. Feliciano, last year of his deal. Like, you're losing 2 of those guards. You're hoping Dominique Pooney, Jared Kingston, Spencer Burford can handle that guard spot next year. Well, how do you guarantee that? You protect Jared Kingston. Put up good tape. Let's just be real. Put up great tape. So that's my 9 with IR, John Feliciano to come back. So really 10. Practice squad, Drake Nugent, man. Whew. I love this dude. I don't think there's a chance he makes the 53. I do think that there's a chance in 2 to 3 years he could be fighting for that center role, probably backup center next year. But, I mean, he's on the career trajectory that is paved by Jake Brindle. That's his path. That's his body type. He could be better. He's got a higher ceiling. But a practice squad guy, wasn't drafted. So I think you get him back. The vet practice squad would be Brandon Parker, 1 of my 6. No tackles have been good. Chris Hubbard's been terrible. Gutierrez has been better. Sebastian Gutierrez has been better, but they've been playing him at guard mostly. And probably my biggest surprise, and the first one that's not on my practice squad, not on my 53-man, Ben Bartsch. And he also, I don't have him making it at all, which is crazy. You asked me 3 weeks ago before the preseason games and Sakel started balling out, I'm putting Ben Bartsch in Sakel's spot, like flipping those guys. Sakel showed he belongs. He really did. Pass blocking, still a mess, but he is a stud run blocker that can play center and guard. And he's smart as hell, and he used to be Brock Purdy's roommate, and I know that's a joke, but it does matter. It does matter. So I've got Ben Bartsch. He's the largest guaranteed money cut casualty on this roster. 300,000, not a lot, but still, that's gone off the cap. So we'll see. Ben Barch is my biggest. I was surprised isn't making this because they love that dude. They love that dude. Let's see here. We got a lot of McKivitz comments. McKivitz is trash. How does he get beat by backups? Yeah. He hasn't been great. Yeah, I don't know what to say. He's the top-ranked PFF guy we got. That's not saying much. What were his numbers? I got him pulled up here. Colton McKivitz, and I know PFF and offensive line, not my favorite. He's the 12th highest-ranked player for the 49ers this preseason. He's ahead of Aaron Banks. He's ahead of Jake Brindle. Is he our top-ranked O-line? No. Dominique Pudi is. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you. But the one thing I can say, Colton McKivitz, number one run-blocking guy we got. He's got the highest run-blocking grade, and he has been great versus the run. He's been really good. 84.1. Two penalties. That sucks. Yeah, it's a problem, but this was a problem you knew going into it. This was a problem you knew going out into it. Yeah, it's rough. Now, if we look, I want to get to some more questions. No, McKivitz is making this roster. His guaranteed money guarantees it. Like, I know we don't like him, but here's the thing that you have to understand with McKivitz. You're getting Mike McGlinchey play for one-fifth of the cost. And yeah, Colton McKivitz isn't great, but there are 64 offensive tackles that start every week in the NFL. It's the most devoid talent position in the NFL, period. I don't know what to tell you. Is it the spot to skip on? No, it's probably not. But at the same time, like, you got to get out there. You got to have somebody. You got to. Now, let's see here. Let's just look this up. Here, I tell you what. We got to take a real quick break and support our sponsor. And let me get everything pulled up. Let's have a Colton McKivitz discussion before we get to the defense. Now, the offense, we had 27. This is probably the biggest red flag for me because we've got 27 offense, 23 defense. That's pretty off balanced. And so if I'm critiquing my 53-man roster, man, I think that's rough. I don't like that. But real quick word from my bookie, and then we'll get into some Colton McKivitz, and we'll go through the defense. We are back, baby. Year 6 with my bookie. I love these guys. There's being a fan and enjoying your team playing, but whenever you're invested in it and you've got money on the line, it's so much more enjoyable. The highs are higher. Yeah, sometimes the lows are lower, but it's totally worth it. Trust me. And once you start, it's kind of hard to stop, but just always manage your own bets. Make sure you don't go too far with anything and consider this entertainment. But we're going to guide your hand. We help you here at the 49ers Rush. We post all of our bets and what we do every single week with the Niners over on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. We got you. And my favorite thing about my bookie, there's several. Easy to get money in and out. Don't have to download an app. Whatever it is you want to bet, this player, that many carries, under carries, spread, parlays, all that stuff, it's easy. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, or just use this QR code next to me if you're watching. Use promo code 49ers, and guess what? You get a $1,000 bonus all the way up to that on your first deposit. It's incredible. All you got to do is use 49ERS. It helps the show. And trust me, you're going to have a good time. And with college football season, you can bet on that if you want to. Last year, they had some of the best odds for Michigan to win the national championship. 10 times return if you bet Michigan to win the national championship before the season started. They've got all that stuff set up there again for college football, NFL, you name it. Never miss out on the action again. Bet anything, anywhere, anytime, only with MyBookie.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices,
plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
All right. So I've got some good news and I've got some bad news when we're talking Colton McKivitz. So good news. And I think, you know, Chris Forster talked about how you play above that line, right? You play above that line. Colton McKivitz is at the line. I think I do agree with that. And they believe he's going to improve. He's 28 years old. He's got a lot of experience. Now, what's crazy is he had the sixth most snaps of any offensive tackle. He played 20 games, 1,245 snaps. So he plays a lot. And for the durability crowd, come on, man. Like, this dude's got it in spades. Now, the question of where he fits, you know, just as far as, like, PFF score, he's 57th. This is last year, regular and postseason. He's 57th. There's 64 starters. He's not great. I'm not sitting here trying to tell you Colton McKivitz is great. That's not what I'm saying at all. It's just, he is what he is. He's at that line. He fits our scheme. He's the personality, the locker room, all those things, durability. He's got it in spades, durability. That's his best attribute. Right here, how much, if at all, will Pooney help McKivitz be a better tackle? We saw a couple plays. Now, you're playing the Jets week one, guys. You're going against Quinnen Williams. Dominique Pooney's going to have his hands full, period. Period. But I'm excited to see it. We're going to find out real damn quick how good Dominique Pooney is. We're going to find out real quick. Sean, appreciate you, man. He says, McKivitz was the reason that quick pass set was intercepted off Debo. It was. He got beat to the inside. Not good. Josh, McKivitz is still better than Big Mike. He doesn't get the quarterbacks hit as much as Mike McGlinchey. He's not near as good a run blocker. He's a good run blocker, but not near as good. 66.3. Let's see here. If we're looking just run blocking, where was he? He was 46th run blocker. Colton McKivitz, or where's, what's his name? Mike McGlinchey was 18th. So, yeah, I mean, you got to put it in context. You're not paying for top-tier tackle play. You're not. You're paying for exactly what Colton McKivitz is doing. Like, and that's the thing. Like, when you look at just the 49ers, Colton McKivitz pisses you off. Look at the NFL. Look at the NFL and see the other teams that are starting. Like, it's bad, guys. It is bad. Now, here, let me see if I can pull this up. You're playing against the Jets, right? Week one. Their tackles are terrible. Here, I'm pulling it up. Sorry. I know this probably isn't the best, like, audio, whatever. But I'm like, dude, let's just talk about this. You're playing against Donovan Smith and Morgan Moses, which isn't awful. But, like, they don't have great tackles. They don't have – Elijah Vera Tucker's a great tackle, but that's about it, and he's never healthy. So it's a constant, you know, you got Tyron Smith, Morgan Moses, who Tyron Smith's hurt. The longtime Cowboy guy. Like, this is what NFL teams do. There's just not good ones out there. There really isn't. So from the NFL perspective, he's average. That's just what it is. 49ers throwback. Appreciate the super chat. You are the best. Appreciate all the support. Can't wait for next year's draft. 49ers need to address DT, DN positions, plus O-line. Trent may not be here forever. Brindle, too. Can't pay everyone. Yeah, I think you're right. But everybody this year said tackles. But 49ers said there were no tackles there that were available that we liked. And, yeah, take that for what you will. Yeah. I'm glad that we're not to the point where we're in mock draft season already. We got time. There have been those years. And this is a fun time. You know, in my fantasy football league, you know, there's fans from all these teams. And I was like, and I told everybody this. I was like, man, this is the best time of year because all these other fans still have hope. They don't know they don't have a chance yet. It's a fun time. The 49ers is a little bit different territory because even though we're going through contract issues and blah, 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 and yeah, that's frustrating, the 49ers are freaking, they're all right. Even if this situation happens with, you know, perhaps you trade Ayuk, which we won't, or Trent retires, which he won't, like, we're good. We're going to be all right. So just, yeah, we'll deal with that. Now, let's go on to the defensive side. This is fun. Hopefully, you're having a good time. Defense. All right, let's start with the D-line. Last year, the 49ers kept 8. The year before, they kept 9. They've kept as many as 11 in the Shanahan era. So this is a weird one. So here are our locks on the defensive line. Bosa, Hargrave, Malik Collins, Leonard Floyd, Yetur Gross-Matos, Jordan Elliott, Kevin Givens. You got 7 locks, guaranteed. After that, it gets rough, R-U-F-F, real, real quick. And there is... I think it's our weakest position, Josh. He says edge is super weak. It's our weakest position. We are the most top heavy in the NFL. Now we have a top 5 defensive line in the NFL, but our depth, it's not top 5. It is not top 10. It's not top 15. It's not top 20. It's rough. It's bad. And I keep going back and forth. This position, I was the least confident in guessing what's going to happen. Now, Drake Jackson's on season-ending IR. He's coming back next year. Can't play this year. I have IR to return. This is our 2 spot, right? John Feliciano was 1. Kalia Davis. He has to miss the first 4 games. He's coming back. I can't believe I'm saying this. And Josh, I'm keeping your comment up there. I'm keeping Robert Beale Jr. I really, really am. I don't think that he's the best. He's my bubble guy. I don't think he's the best at all. I think Sam Aquanu's better. I think Alex Barrett's better. I think everybody who's played is better. But the upside is there. They spent a 5th-round pick on this dude. You've seen what's happened to Zakel. He needs a little bit more time. So I'm keeping Robert Beale Jr. My practice squad guys, Evan Anderson, who's a bubble player, could make this roster. Sam Aquanu is one of the vet exceptions. And Alex Barrett, that's a vet exception as well. I'm keeping those 2 guys on my practice squad and probably elevating 1 or both. DND coming. If you could get a position, if you could trade for a position, defensive end is it. If I'm calling for trades, John Lynch, defensive end is what you need more than anything. Not a starter, just a rotational guy. Somebody that's a stud run stuffer or somebody that is just a pass rusher. You don't need a complete player. This would be our 4th or 5th defensive end that could soak up snaps and be a specialist. That is what we need. Lee, no injury updates as of now. I'll keep refreshing my emergency Twitter feed, which is just not showing anything. So you know, if I see anything, I'll let you know. But the fact that both were walking around Yetur Gross-Matos and Leonard Floyd, you know, laughing and chopping it up on the sideline, you know, with their pads on and all that stuff. So yeah, I've got us keeping 8 defensive line, and we're going to either elevate or claim. And Yeah, Beal's been so disappointing, but I do think he's getting better. Just in this preseason, from week one against the Titans to week three against the Raiders, dramatic improvement in the run and pass game. The crazy thing is, I don't even know if I want to say this, Robert Beal Jr. seems to be better against the run. Not better is probably the wrong word, but he's worse against the pass would probably be the correct word. So yeah, you could deal with that what you will, but I mean, he was solid, had 71.2 grade this past week, 60 against the run, 62 against the pass rush, but he got a couple pressures, got a quarterback hit. Yeah. Jonathan Garvin, I'd like to have back. I didn't have him making this, but I wouldn't mind if he comes back at all. And you could put him in for Sam Kwanu. You put him in for Alex Barrett. I don't have a problem with that. We need some help, man. Aminahue ain't coming back. That dude got the domestic abuse thing. He's a chief for life. That's just what it is. He's not coming back. Randy Gregory did show up at camp. Reports are he's retiring. Somewhere in the world, there is still Steve Wilks yelling at Randy Gregory. That dude is the most uncontrollable athletic specimen that exists. As a coach, I never want to see Randy Gregory play again. Yeah, the 49ers could use him, but that dude's going to march to the beat of he's like Josh Norman. Like, you can't tell me what to do. I'm going to do whatever the hell I want to do whenever I'm out there. That's just, he's uncoachable. Uncoachable. Great talent. Uncoachable. So I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no on Randy Gregory, but I think he's retiring anyway. The funny thing is, was it Tampa Bay? I think it was Tampa Bay. He never told them. He never was in contact with them. Signed his deal, and then they never heard from him again. He never told them he's not coming. They never heard from the agent. They said, yeah, we'll get back. They look into this. It's pretty comical. Anyway, yeah, glad the 49ers. Bye-bye to that one. Uh-uh. All right, linebackers. All right. Last year, 49ers kept six. 2 years ago, 49ers kept six. I got to keep it five, which I don't. This was one of the positions where I'm just like, ugh. But again, Dre Greenlaw will be on PUP. So you get to keep Greenlaw. He doesn't count as a roster exemption. He'll be one of your eight returnees, but he's not on IR. So he's not one of those two IR to return. He started camp on PUP, ended camp on PUP. That's the rules for the PUP designation. He has to miss the first four games. He'll miss more than that, but he doesn't count as a roster spot. That's a free roster spot. Okay, so I've got Fred Warner, obviously. Devondre Campbell, I'm excited to watch play this year. DFF, the guaranteed $2 million plus rotation. I probably wouldn't keep him. I would keep him, but he would not be in my linebacker rotation really at all. D Winters is my four. Curtis Robinson is my last and final five, which means practice squad, Jalen Graham, Tatum Bethune. I hate that. I hate it. This is the one where I'm just like, dang you, John Chapman. Dang you to hell. Dude, nobody is trading for DFF, man. Not if anybody has a running team in their division. You can't play him against the run. He is the worst linebacker maybe in the NFL against the run. But he's damn good against the pass. And he's good on special teams. He's been terrible on special teams this preseason, in fact. But whatever. $2 million guaranteed money. He's making this roster. I hope they trade him. But I just don't see it. I really don't see it. Now, Jalen Graham, I love. And I think he's a better linebacker than DFF, and I think he's on par special teams-wise. Might be better on special teams, actually. Tatum Bethune might be the best player against the run on our damn team. He's that good against the run. He just pass. Yeah, it's another story. And I don't want to cut him. He's a rookie, and he showed promise and all those things. But, man, I've been at training camp during 101s and team. Dude can't cover anybody. And I don't know if either will clear waivers. I don't think either one will. You know, the 49ers get poached of running backs and linebackers all the time. It's just we're the best at those two things. Everybody wants a Shanahan running back. Everybody wants a Johnny Holland linebacker. We might not get either one back. And if I could change something, man, Tatum Bethune, I'm sorry, dude. You've got a rookie injury. You're going to sit on IR for a year. The Cam Latu treatment. I would be totally cool with that. I would love that to take place. And maybe Tatum Bethune somewhere listening to this saying, screw you. But, like, I want to keep this dude around. I really, really do. But I've only got us keep it five just because it got so tight. Maybe you cut Chris Conley so that you can keep Tatum Bethune. But whenever you bring Chris Conley back, what are you going to do with Tatum Bethune? Right? You gotta do something there. You got to, but it's hard, man. Linebacker's hard. We got some other cuts taking place. The Colts. Wide receiver Tyree Cleveland, safety Ronnie Harrison Jr. That's a big one. Defensive end Derek Rivers, wide receiver Greg Ward. Harrison Jr. got cut. That's crazy. They also cut quarterback Keaton Slovis from USC. So Derek Rivers don't know much about. Not really going to dive into the tape on him, but it's starting. Cuts are coming. Your Game of Thrones reference there. Now, excuse me, real quick. Now, just real quick, before we get to corners and safeties, which I'm really excited about. If you're going to any games this year, come party with us, man.
All right, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, click here for tickets. Brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now, the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing till we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful.
All righty, let's do this. Let's go corners. Now, this is where I have a first. I have an IR not to return. Ambry Thomas broke his wrist, put him on IR, stashed him for a year. I know that he's not the system fit. He doesn't like contact at all. He's anti-physical, doesn't like to tackle ever. Just wants to play press corner and never tackle anybody, right? He's like he's not like Deion Sanders, but whatever. That type of thing. And Kelly Witherspoon, there's places for that in the NFL. He's in a contract year. You put him on IR, his contract tolls till next year. You have him under contract next year. Last year, the 49ers kept five. This year, the 49ers kept five. Or sorry, 2022, they kept five. I got him keeping six. Charvarius Ward, D'Amador Lenore, Renardo Green, Isaac Yiadom. Those four are locks. Now, the last two, I got Rocky Sin and Darrell Luter Jr. I love Rocky Sin more than probably most. And so this might be one of the Chapman bias, whatever. That dude's the most physical corner we have on our team. And he has been great during training camp. Yeah, he had a bad game week two against the Saints. But man, that dude locks people up. I love what he brings. I really, really do. Rocky Sin, I have confidence in him. And with the Isaac Yiadom injury and Renardo Green being a rookie, my third corner, week one, might be Rocky Sin. I'm going to be honest. Like, he might be the guy that I put out there as my first quarterback three. I like Renardo Green better, but I don't know. I'm just saying that's a maybe. Now, here's Darrell Luter Jr. and Kyle Shanahan talking just about what he's been able to do.
It's been great. I mean, just for, you know, it's unfortunate with what happened to him this year, for him to get through the whole camp and to be able to stay healthy. It's allowed him to get better. We got a lot of belief in his ability and everything, and guys need time and guys need reps, and he's gotten those reps finally this year where he didn't get them last year. And, you know, I think it's helped him a lot. He gets better each week and made some big plays in that game. That pick was huge. And, you know, no one's a finished product, but love the direction he's going.
There we go. Real quick, before I want to jump back, probably not going in great order here, but I got this from, I can't say that, Dan Mab. We're keeping Campbell and not Tatum. Yikes. Those two players are not in competition, like, at all. You look at, what's his name? Like, this is a crazy comment to me. Because Devondre Campbell, he's got a $5 million guaranteed contract. Tatum is playing with the third string. He's not playing with the second string, and he's not even getting all the third team reps. Like, he's a fourth, third string guy. Those are not even, I don't know where that's in competition. Devondre Campbell's taken every single first team rep and has been awesome through camp. He's been absolutely incredible and can play the pass. Like, so I don't know where that comment comes from. That's okay. I like Tatum Bethune. I think he's better versus the run, but no. That's just not even a, yeah, that's, I don't understand that question. So maybe you help me understand if you want to clarify some of that. Now back to corners. Practice squad, I got two vet candidates, Samuel Womack and Chase Lucas, bringing them both back to the practice squad. I doubt that you could bring Womack back. I think he would go. Chase Lucas, again, these are guys that can play inside, outside. They can play special teams. They can do it all. But Rockison, I trust as a true corner. He's not as good at special teams as Lucas or Womack, but he's a corner. Darrell Luter Jr., both those are bubble guys. I wouldn't be shocked either which way. But, man, yeah. I love this cornerback room. But, again, you got to remember expiring contracts. So you're doing this roster with this year, next year in mind. Charvarius Ward, expiring contract. Demo, expiring contract. Isaac Yiadom, expiring contract. Rockison, expiring contract. So Renardo Green, Darrell Luter Jr., and if you put Ambry Thomas on IR, you at least have three corners coming back next year with playing time. I don't want Ambry Thomas to ever start a game for the Niners again for the rest of our life, but he's not a bad backup corner that could come in with injuries. That's kind of his role. That's what it should be, right? Yeah, right here, Dan Mab. So any team that runs the ball will score a touchdown. Yeah, that's interesting to me. And that's okay. I don't. You stick to your thing, man. Devondre Campbell, he had a 66.1 score against the run, which was, you know, this is just the last game, eighth best for the 49ers. Where was my man? Who's the, yeah, where is he at on here? Tatum Bethune had a 69.4. I'm not saying Tatum Bethune's not better against the run. I am saying he is better. Just not a complete player, though. Yet, he will be. He will be. And again, pass. Devondre Campbell, 78.9. Tatum Bethune, 58.7. PFF's just a point of reference. But the film is... yikes. I hope we keep him, though. I like him. I just can't find room for it. Would you rather keep Tatum Bethune, who has, you know, special teams only value currently? Can't play him against the pass. You can't play him against the pass, guys. And then get rid of Rockison, who might be your number three corner, or Darrell Luter, who might be your starting corner next year. Like, Tatum Bethune is not better than D. Winters. That's your will backer. So he would be the number three. You're not keeping three will guys. Maybe you will. I like Tatum. Anyway. All right. Let's get to safeties. Last year kept four. 2024, they kept four. I've got them keeping four. Jair Brown, Talanoa Hufanga, Malik Mustafa, and George Odom, which I didn't like putting George Odom for, but you're keeping Malik Mustafa. Practice squad, Jalen Mahoney. And you know what's crazy? Like, Malik Mustafa's great. That dude's got a lot of missed tackles, a lot of missed coverages. The ceiling is there. He is so far away. He is so far away, but he will be a beast. He needs time. I've said this on the show before, Jalen Mahoney is a better safety right now than Malik Mustafa is. He's a better all-around player, way fewer mistakes, literally outranks him in every single statistical category, PFF, whatever. But the ceiling of Malik is off the freaking charts. And I'm excited. I'm excited about Jalen Mahoney, Malik Mustafa, Jair Brown, Hufanga. And again, one of the best, most improved players from last year, this year, is George Odom. He might not even see the field as a safety if Hufanga comes back this week. But I'm not worried at all about George Odom. He had the most interceptions against Brock Purdy in camp. He balled out every single, game for the 49ers in the preseason. I mean, he was just a stud. Let me see here. I'm going to pull this up. Let's see. Is he number? Yeah, he's number three. So here's the top preseason defensive players. Alex Barrett, unbelievable, 88.3. Malik Collins, he played seven snaps, but he looked incredible in his seven snaps, 83.3. George Odom, 81.3. Like, George, and he played 20 snaps, but he played in two games, a couple series. I'm excited about that. So, again, back to my biggest question. We're keeping 27 offensive players, 23 defense. That's so lopsided. The practice squad helps with some of that. We're keeping our three specialists on special teams, Mitch Wisnowski, Jake Moody, Tabor Pepper. Yeah, Presley's had a great preseason, but you're keeping Mitch Wisnowski. Our 16 practice squads, you get six vets. You're allowed to have six vets, right? So here's my practice squad, Tanner Mordecai, Cody Schrader, Tay Martin, Trent Taylor, vet, Cameron Latu, Mason Pline, Drake Nugent, Brandon Parker, vet, Evan Anderson, Sam Ekwonu, vet, Alex Barrett, vet, Jalen Graham, Tatum Bethune, Samuel Womack, vet, Chase Lucas, vet, Jalen Mahoney. That's my 16. And that's a damn good roster. Are we getting all those guys back on practice squad? No. Will we get Tatum Bethune back? Probably not. Will we get, might not get Jalen Mahoney back. Will we get Cam Latu back? No. Cody Schrader will get back? Maybe not. So, and I, again, you know, I started off talking about this powers. If you missed it, we're keeping three quarterbacks. Like, I bet a lot on that. So I don't think we're cutting a quarterback. I just don't see that. Maybe that changes who your number two is. And that's the thing. It's easy to look at this and be like, okay, well, you should keep this guy. But the counter to that, who are you cutting, right? So, like, the conversations, and we're going to see a lot of these. You should have kept so-and-so. But, like, I don't even count that as an argument. You got to tell me who we should cut. And then you can have the conversation. So, whenever you get into it cross-position, Cody Schrader, right? Everybody would have said that dude was a lock a week ago with all the running backs injured, whatever else. I got him as a practice squad now. I think he's a damn good player. So if you want to keep somebody like Cody Schrader, are you going to cut Jared Kingston? Are you going to cut Jake Tonjes maybe? Just keep three tight ends? Hope somebody comes back? These are the conversations that are fun that the teams have in office. This is the same conversations and arguments they go through. Oh, let's cut this guy. Okay, well, then who are we going to keep? And then the trump card on all this. It's probably the worst coach the 49ers have, and I even hate saying that's Brian Schneider and special teams, because that plays such a vital role in this 53-man roster. And I tried to plug in some special teams, whatever, there. And, yeah, we're going into this. If this is the roster we keep, you've got a rookie punt returner in Jacob Cowing. Don't like that. You've got a rookie kick returner in Isaac Garrido. Don't really like that either. But I'm okay with it. Now, if you disagree and you want to fight, let's fight, baby. Let's have a conversation. Tonight, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Jerry Rice tier Zoom hangout meeting. We're going to create our own 53, and I get to hear from you guys. So if you haven't yet, the49ersrush.com or our Patreon channel, links to both are in the description of this video/podcast. Click that, sign up, 7-day free trial, costs you nothing. The instructions on how to get in and the Zoom link and all that's already been posted. Join us, and if you don't like it, cancel. If you do like it, support us. That is how I feed my family. That is how I pay my bills. So that's what we got there. That's going to do it for today's show. I'm going to be waiting to break down the film of the past game until after cuts. We got 2 weeks, and I want to spend as much time as possible on the guys we kept. In the past, I've done these video breakdowns real fast, and I've spent my time on players we ended up cutting, and I regretted it. So we're going to hold off till we get the cuts and we know who the 49ers for the future are. We've got 2 weeks till game time, which I'm so pumped about. And if this is your first time, join us. Hit subscribe. Hit that support button. You know, if you want to leave a 5-star review and whatever, that helps us tremendously. But if not, just keep coming back and hanging out with us. You guys are the absolute best. Love you guys. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.